Today's Shir Masechta Baba Basra Da Pei Vav. We will begin on Da Pei Hei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Amar Rava Toshma. Our Gemara continues trying to come to an answer. What is the halacha regarding Kalev Shalikeach Breshusa Shalmeicher? Can a Kenyan be affected when the item that's being sold is in the Kali, in a vessel that belongs to the buyer, but it finds itself Breshusa Shalmeicher in the domain of the Meicher? It says in Ma'amar Rav Toshma. We learn from the following Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Moshach Chamorov Opei Alev, if the buyer pulled, the way most Rishonim explain, the sellers, workers, that means the buyer was buying something from the seller. The item that was being bought was being carried by the seller's workers, is the halacha v'chnisa l'tachbeisai, and he did meshicha of these people. Instead of moving the item that he was buying, he pulled the people who were carrying that item, bein pasak atchloi modad, whether the price of what is being sold was already set. Just the items that are being sold were not yet measured. May modad atchloi pasak, or even if they were measured, but the price was not set, the halacha is shneim yichoyim lachsbhen. Either the buyer or the seller, we don't consider it that we have here a situation that there was a valid kinyan, and since there was no valid kinyan, the buyer or the seller can retract on this deal. And as the Mefarshim explained, in the first case, the price has been set, but there has been no effective kinyan. In the second case, there could possibly be a kinyan by putting the item that's being sold in the loikeach's domain, but since the price hasn't been yet set, until a price has been set, there can be no kinyan. Pirkon, continues the Braisa, if, however, either the buyer or the seller unloaded the item from the people carrying it, and they were brought in to the buyer's house. And a very important point, the Gemara is assuming that what's being bought here is in a keli, is in the keli of the meicher, but it was brought into the buyer's house. Says the Braisa, Pasak Achlai Madad, if they set the price, even though they didn't measure the produce, the halacha is Ein Shneim Yichoyim Lachsabar, neither of them can retract. For as the Rashbam explains, even though they don't know exactly, they never bothered measuring yet, exactly how much is being sold, but what's happening here assumes the Gemara, is that an entire bag of a specific item is being sold, and they know how much this bag holds. So if they know the price and they know how much the bag holds, so they know they don't have to go through the actual measuring procedure. However, modad actually pasak, but even if there was a measuring but there was no setting of a price, as we have learned, without setting of a price there is no kinyan, and therefore shneim yicholim lachsaben. Either party can retract because until there's a kinyan, there is no final deal. Now, before we go further, we should review the basic concept that we discussed yesterday from the Rashbam in understanding the question of kelav shalikeach brushusa shemaicher, why it is or it isn't a valid kinyan. As we explained, when we have the lekeach's actual vessel, but it is in the domain, it's in the chotzer of the meicher, So the Marashbam explained, the question is, which is stronger? Do I look at the actual keli where the item is, or do I look at the rishus where that keli is? Which is the stronger factor? Our Braisa says, umida kelav de meicher, rishus lekech lekana. The Braisa said that if the meicher, the meicher's keli, which is being brought in to the lekeach's rishus, the Gemara is saying that this was unloaded into the buyer's house, it's still in the seller's sacks, yet we said that we're going to have a valid kinyan, as we said on top of the omid. Pirkon v'chnison l'toich beisai. Now let's think about it. What does this represent? It's in the keli of the meicher, which is laying on the chatzar of the lekeach. And the Braisa is paskening that the chatzar of the lekeach is stronger than the keli of the meicher. What does that say? Then when faced with two situations, do I look at the keli or do I look at the chatzar? We look at the chatzar. And that's why Kalev Shal Meicher Rishusoy Shal Lekeach is a valid kinyan. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then certainly Kalev de Lekeach Rishus Nami Rishus Meicher Lekano. It was saying that the Chotzer always supersedes the Kali, so therefore we'll have a situation of a Kalev Shal Lekeach Rishusoy Shal Meicher, it wouldn't be a valid kinyan. And as the Rishonim explain, it's almost a kav chomer, because in a situation of kelav shel meicher b'rishusoy shel lekeach, we're changing the status of the item being sold. The till now was the meicher's, and now it becomes the lekeach's. Yet we say that the chotzer in which this keli finds itself is so strong as into determining who is the owner that we follow the kelav shel, we follow the chotzer over the keli. Certainly in a situation where we have Kalev Shalakeach Brashusa Shalmeicher, where we just want to maintain the status quo and say that it should stay, that it's still the Meicher's, certainly we say Kalev Shalmeicher Brashusa Shalakeach Lekana. The Rishonim want to prove from this Gemara that Mashicha wouldn't be valid be Kalev Shalmeicher. Because if Mashiach is a valid kinyan, b'kalev shel meicher, why, I say the Rishonim, does the Gemara attempt to say that we have a raya, the kalev shel meicher, b'shus lekeach is kaina? Maybe the reason we have a kinyan is because there was a Mashiach here. It must be that Mashiach cannot take place in kalev shel meicher. So that certainly isn't the type of kinyan that we're discussing. Rather, we're discussing kinyan chatzar, and it is a valid kinyan chatzar because kalev shel meicher b'shusoy shel lekeach is a valid kinyan. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, there's no raya. Here we're not referring to a situation where the item being sold is still b'shusoy shel. It was still a keich shemaycher. That's referring to b'shishavchan, where they were spilled out, they were poured out, and directly, and now they're directly on the floor of the chatzah shalakeich. But it could well be that keilav shemaycher b'shus shalakeich. We don't know what the halacha is, and similarly, we wouldn't know the halacha regarding keilav shalakeich b'shus shalmaycher. Ikbid Rava. When Rava heard this interpretation of the Braisa, which therefore is will create a situation we have no proof what the halach is regarding kelev shel lekeach b'shusa shemaika, he was upset. He said, "Mide shivchan ktani." Did the Braisa use the word that they were spilled out? Pirkin ktani. It says that they were unloaded. Unloaded seems to be that they were still in the original kelev shel meicher. Elam Marav Rashi. The reason we don't have a proof in this Braisa, because our Braisa is referring to a situation for misachli the tumei, bundles of garlics. Bundles of garlic, which are not usually transported in sacks, and they're never put in the kelev shel meicher, and therefore there is no raya. Amle hunabirei derzutra levina. Michti. Let's understand this braisa. The braisa says, pirkinktani. The braisa says that the item being sold was unloaded into the lekeach's property. So if the question, if we have a kinyan chatzur, why does it make a difference? He asks, mali pasak, mali loy pasak. What's the difference if a price was set or not? Amale, which Ravina responded, pasak. If they agree to a price, then some chedate, they are sure that they're going to have a sale. Loy pasak. Otherwise, loy some chedate, he doesn't have smichas das, and there is no kinyan. As the Mefarshim explain, the fundamental characteristic that is required to have a valid kinyan is that you have to have smichas das. And if there is no smichas das, there will never be a kinyan. Actually, there's an interesting machloikis hapoiskim. In a situation where the buyer and the seller did not agree to a price, to a specific price, but the buyer told the seller, I trust you, and whatever you say will be fine with me. Whatever price you set will be fine with me. Is that considered enough of a smichas das that we could have a kinyan here or not? The Marasham says it is enough of a smichas das. The Ratva says that this is not considered enough of a situation of smichas das. However, I saw that Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein says that even though we're having a question, is this or is this not considered enough of a smichas das? He speaks about the following shaila that was asked. There was someone that came into a store that sells esrogim before Sukkos, and he's looking around, and he sees a very beautiful esrog. And he asked the person working in the store, so the person working in the store tells him, this esrog is a wonderfully beautiful esrog. And if you're looking for a beautiful esrog, this is the esrog to take. So he decides, okay, I'm going to take this esrog. So he asks, how much does the esrog cost? He says, I have to tell you the truth. I'm only a worker here. I don't know the exact price, but I still recommend you take the esrog. The owner of our business knows you, and you'll come to terms with him. And Itaka took the esrog. Then it comes, he meets the owner only in Chol Hamoed, and the owner even gives him a very high price. And the question here is this acceptable? Because we know the halacha is that you have to, the esrog has to belong to the person that's doing the mitzvah, and here there can be no kinyan because he didn't set, there was no price set before Yontif. What is the halacha? So he says a very interesting chiddush. He says even if we just said there's a machloikis marsham ratvaz, if buying something and accepting upon yourself that whatever the price will be is fine, is it a kinyan or not? Even if there's that machlokes between the Masham and Ratvaz, when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, everybody agrees that a person is going to agree to pay whatever he's charged, and therefore, even though he didn't know the price, but he accepted upon himself that whatever I will be charged, I will be happy to pay, we can have a valid kinyan. In fact, he says that the Medrash says that one of the things that the Ashmedoi taught Shlomo HaMelech was that when a person has the opportunity to buy a Dvar Mitzvah, he should never bargain on the price. The Rizal said the same, that whenever he was asked, whenever he went to buy a Dvar Mitzvah, he never started to question what the price is. Whatever price he was told, that was the price he paid. So certainly by Dvar Mitzvah, the person is willing to accept the price of the Dvar Mitzvah. Amrei Ravina Laravashi, Toshma. So let's bring the following raya. The Rav Shmuel Dami Tavaya, Kalef Shodom Koyne Lo Bekamakan. The Brice, they say that a person, a Lekeach's Keli, can always affect the Kenyan. Now, Asuyamai, what are they trying to say or teach? The words of Kam Makim, Lav Lasuy Rishus Meicher, and they come to teach us that even in the Rishus Meicher, the Kalef Shalakeach could affect the Kenyan. Says the Gemara, no. There it's referring to a situation, Hos Domle Zilkni, where the seller told the buyer, go make a kinyan in go make a kinyan. And since he said go make a kinyan, as the Rashbam explains, this represents a situation where he's telling him to be koina the chotzer in which the keli is. Certainly, if the lekeach becomes the owner of the chotzer in which the keli is, we will have a valid kinyan. As the Mefarshim, as the Rosh, actually, in understanding the Rashbam's explanation, that what's really happening is that he's renting or giving him the spot on which the keli is in order to have a full-fledged kinyan chotzer. So what is the chiddush? So he says that the chiddush is that we know that normally, that's really the sugis that we're learning now, that in order to affect ownership of an area, you have to have a proper kinyan. Just saying zil kni does not create a real kinyan that it should become his chotzer. Rav and Shmuel are mechadish that is enough that it should be considered that it is his chotzer as far as hichas kinyan are concerned. However, the Torah quotes the Ramah that only specifically when he used the words zil kni, that's when we say that the seller was giving the buyer the rights to the chotzer, that he should therefore be able to affect a kinyan chotzer. But if he didn't use those words of zil kni, we cannot say that there would be an effective kinyan chotzer here. Furthermore, the Rosh says, specifically in our case of kelav shalokeach b'rishus meicher, that's when zil kni will create an effective kinyan. But in a situation of kelav shel moicher b'rishus lekeach, zil kni doesn't create an effective kinyan. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara begins discussing the kinyan meshicha, kinyan hagbah that we've been discussing. Before we begin, our Gemara has concluded the sugya of kelav shel lekeach b'rishus shel moicher and hasn't really determined what is the halacha if the word zilkani weren't used. So the Rishonim seem all to agree that since the Gemara didn't conclude with an answer to this question, the halacha is that we cannot affect a kinyan b'kelav shalakech b'rishus shalmeicher. However, there's a debate amongst the Rishonim as to why. Some Rishonim say because it's a suffix, and since we have a suffix, we have to be machmer. Other Rishonim say it's not just a suffix. The halacha is that kelav shalakeach b'rishus shalmeicher is not a valid kinyan. So what is the nafkamina? Why? Both opinions agree that kelav shalakeach b'rishus shalmeicher alaykana. So the nafkamina would be in the following situation. Let's say we were buying. There was a transaction between a meicher and a lekeach, and they did a double kinyan. They did a kinyan of a kelav shel lekeach b'rishusa shel meicher, and they did kelav shel meicher b'rishusa shel lekeach. If we say that the reason that kelav shel lekeach b'rishusa shel meicher is lekana, because we're paskening that it's not a valid kinyan, so then here there would not have been a valid kinyan. But if we say that the reason we're machmer and say that kelav shalakeach b'rishus shalmeicher is not a valid kinyan is only because of a suffix, so we can't hold at the same time kelav shalakeach b'rishus shalmeicher is not a kinyan and kelav shalmeicher b'rishus shalakeach is not a kinyan. Because we said earlier in our shir, the basis of the question is, what do we look at? Do we look at the keli or do we look at the chotzer? So we look at the keli, so then we have the kelav shalakeach. If we look at the chotzer, we had a situation of b'rishus shalmeicher. So therefore, in such a situation, that we're only being machmer because of a suffix, if there'll be a double kinyan on this item, where we will both have conducted a kinyan of kelav shalakeach b'rishus shalmeicher and kelav shalmeicher b'rishus shalakeach, for sure there was some kinyan. One of these two is a valid kinyan, and therefore the item will have been considered sold halachically. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hossam. The Mishnah says, Masechta Kedushim. The Chasm Shesh to Machrayis, which we know means Karka, Nikna b'kesu b'shtar b'chazaka. Aval, kinyan b'kesu b'shtar b'chazaka. V'sh'ein la machrayis, metatlin, ein nikna el b'mashicha. You have to have a kinyan mashicha. V'sura masnul ha-shmatz m'shmeid Rav Chisda. In Surah they learned the Gemara we're about to learn in the name of Rav Chisda. But from Medisa, masnul m'shmeid Rav Kahana. But Medisa they learned the din we're about to learn in the name of Rav Kahana. V'amr le m'shmeid Rava. And others say that it was Rava that said this halacha. Loishanu, this that we just learned that Mashicha is a valid kinyan by Metaltlin, is Elad Varm Sh'ein Da'achon Lagbiya, only by items that are not able to be lifted because of their size or their weight. Avad Varm Sh'ein Da'achon Lagbiya, things that can easily be lifted, Bagbah in, the only time we could have a valid Hagbah is, the only time we could have a valid kinyan is with Hagbah. The Mashicha law of Mashicha will not be considered a valid kinyan. And Rosh Hashanah explained, because Hagbah is considered the best type of kinyan, and since it's considered the best type of kinyan, wherever it is possible to do Hagbah, that's what Hagbah should be done. Others explain, it's not to say that Hagbah is better or worse than, is a better or worse kinyan. What it means is something that can be lifted is usually lifted and not schlepped. Something that could be schlepped is usually not lifted. So therefore, something that could be lifted, the kinyan is through Hagbah. And something that could be, that Mashicha is done, the kinyan should not be done through Mashicha. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that Hagbah doesn't have to be done specifically through the owner, the person who's buying the item. If he has his employee pick it up on his behalf, so yad poyel ki yad balabayis, and the halacha would be that there is a kinyan. And in fact, the Pais can say it doesn't necessarily have to be a Jewish worker. Even a non-Jewish worker lifting the item can affect a kinyan. Yosef Abaya, the Kamal Hoshmatza. Abaya was sitting and repeating this halacha. Eser of Ada Bar Masna Labaya. The Brisa says in Sekhti Shabbos. But before we begin the Brisa, we have to review a din that we've learned Baruch Hashem many times. And that is the din of Kimle Bidrabimenei. Kimle Bidrabimenei says that if somebody does two averis at the same time, for which there are two punishments, we only give the person the more significant punishment. And therefore says the Brisa, Hagoyin of Kispe Shabbos, if somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, and he carries the wallet that he stole from person's home out on Shabbos, Chayiv. We will not say that the situation of Kimel Rabbanei. Why? Shekar Nes Chayiv B'Gneva. The Gnevi is Chayiv for as soon as he picked up the item. However, for carrying on Shabbos, he's only chayiv when he takes the item outside, when he takes the item from the Rishus HaYochid that he's stealing it to the Rishus HaRabim. So since the two onshim, the two punishments, don't come at the same time, we don't say Kimad Rabbanei. Shekvan is chayiv Gneva. He was chayiv for Gneva, koydim shiovel day is for Shabbos before the Melach of Shabbos comes. However, he didn't lift the purse that he was stealing. He just schlepped it out from the person's house to the Shus Rabin Potter. Then he won't be chai for Gneva. Sherei Issa Shabbos, the Gneva boin kechad. The Chi of Shabbos and Gneva come at the exact same time. And since they come at the exact same time, we say Kimlei Midrabinei. Now before we go further, the Rashbam discusses if he schlepped the item into the Rishus Rabim, why would he be chayiv for Geneva? If he schlepped into the Rishus Rabim, he wouldn't be chayiv for Geneva, because to be chayiv for Geneva, you have to take it to your own Rishus, that it should be a kinyan. So the Gemara Masechta Ksubis, the Flamin Aleph on the base, says that the Brice is speaking in a case where the Ganef put his hand near the ground outside the house, and he dragged the wallet into his waiting hands. So as far as Hilchis Geneva is concerned, that's enough to be considered that he drew, that he took it into his own domain, his hand. As far as Hilchis Shabbos are concerned, the hand of a person in a Rishus Rabbim is viewed as if it's part of the Rishus Rabbim, and therefore it's considered that he's chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. And therefore we have a situation where the chayiv Geneva and the chayiv Chil Shabbos come at the same time, and we say Kimle B'Rabbim Nei. Another answer the Gemara in Masechta Ksubos gives is that referring to a situation where the ganav took the purse into the Sidei Rishus Rabbim, which is considered Rishus Rabbim as far as Hilchus Shabbos is concerned, but it's considered like a simta as far as Hilchus Kinyonim are concerned, and therefore we could have it be, therefore again we could have a situation of Geneva and Hilchus Shabbos and carrying and Shabbos coming at the same time. Says Rabbi Chanan in explaining why the same area to be considered a Rishus HaRabim as far as Hilchus Shabbos is concerned, and a Rishus HaYochid, a Chotzer of the Ganif, as far as Hilchus Kinyonim is concerned. Rabbi Chanan says, as far as Hilchus Meshicha, as far as Hilchus Kinyonim are concerned, there are two aspects of a Kinyon. It leaves the seller's possession, and it comes into the item's possession, into the buyer's possession. By pulling it into the Sidei Rishus Rabbim, it's an, what do you call it, that is enough that it should be considered that it was brought into the Ganav's possession, even though for the Shabbos there are different standards. Says the Gemara. Now ask the Gemara, very kiss. When we speak about a wallet is certainly the bohu, something that can be lifted. And we said earlier that anything that can be lifted, the only way to do a kinyan with such an item is hagbah, not meshicha. So here we're saying that the ganav becomes the owner. But Filachi was saying the ganav becomes the owner of this item. With a kinyan meshicha, how could there be a kinyan meshicha here if it's something that can be lifted? Amalei. So Abaye responded, b'misna. We're talking about a wallet that has straps. Says Maranami b'misna kamina. Even if it has straps, it could be lifted. And our question remains, if it could be lifted, why can there be a kinyan with meshicha? Amalei. What I meant was b'midui, the boy misna. It's a large wallet that needed straps, and since it needs straps, it can't be lifted. It only can be schlepped, and therefore the halach, the kinyan, is only with meshicha, not with hagbah. Tashma. Again, the Gemara is focused on the halacha that we've been learning, that we're Hagbah can be done, Meshicha cannot be done. Rishus Moicha, the Brice that we learned in our previous year, that if a sale took place in the Moicha's domain, like Kana, you can't have a Kenyan, Adshek Biena, or Shiatsyan Rishusai. Either you do Hagbah or Meshicha. Alma, so it seems that the Brice is referring to Midah de Baragbah, something that can be lifted, and yet the Brice is teaching us, Ibar Bagbah Ikonalei, if he has a choice, he could do a Kinyan through Agbah, Ibar Meshicha Konalei, if he wants, he could do a Kinyan Meshicha. So here we see that you could do either or, and we're learning that you can't do either or, it's either Meshicha or Agbah, but not either. The Brice should be divided. It should be understood as follows. Midi the bagba, something that can be lifted, the way to do a kinyan is bagba. Midi the bag meshicha, something that you can't do agba on, you have to do meshicha on, the kinyan should be done with meshicha. Toshma. So Mar brings a ride from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hamaycha peres l'chaveroi, if somebody's selling produce to somebody else, mashach v'loi modad, if the buyer did meshicha and he didn't measure it yet, the halacha is kani. There's still a valid kinyan. Ask the Gemara, Paris, the bag born in who. Paris are something that can be lifted. And yet, the Ktani, the Kanim Mashicha, and yet the Mishnah says that Mashicha can be an effective Kenyan. And as the Rashbam explains, when our Gemara is assuming that the item that we're talking about is something that can be lifted, it's not just an arbitrary assumption. It's based on a Svara. Because the Mishnah begins by saying that something that is acquired through Mashicha, and then the Braisa, and then the Mishnah, as we're going to learn in a minute, says that flax is only acquired by Agbah. Now, let's think about it, says the Rashbam. Why should we assume that produce is acquired through Mashicha and not flax? There must be something different between produce, between Peiris and Mashicha. It must be, assumes the Rashbam in explaining the Gemara, that our Mishnah is referring to small bundles. So therefore, in the case of produce, any Mashicha moves the entire bundle from its original location to its new location, which is the definition of Mashicha. Flax, however, is, even if it's in a small bundle, the strands of flax are quite long. So if you just do a slight pulling of the bundle, you don't have a Kinyan Mashicha. Because the Rashbam is teaching us that to have a valid act of Mashicha, you have to move the entire item from point A to point B. And therefore the Mishnah is teaching us that unlike a small bundle of produce, where Mashicha is easily accomplished, and that's why the Kinyan, the Mishnah says, to be done with it, is a Kinyan Mashicha, because it's easy to do a complete Mashicha. Flax, where you can't do that, you have to do Hagbah. But the way we're understanding the Mishnah now, our Mishnah is talking about small bundles and just distinguishing between Peiros and flax. But if we're talking about small bundles, asked the Gemara, the halach is that anything that can be picked up, we're saying you have to do Hagbah, not Mashicha. Answers the Gemara, Hachem Ma'iskinen, our Mishnah is referring to Shleifle Ravavi, large bundles, which can't easily be lifted, and that's why you have to do Mashicha. Ask the Gemara, if that's how we're understanding our Mishnah, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Eima Seifa, the Seifa said, Halakeh Fish to Bechavera, if I buy flax, Lekana, Achia Totenim, Mokum Zel, Mokum Acher. You have to do Hagbah. Ask the Gemara, just like we explained that the Peiris that we're talking about at the beginning of the Mishnah are talking about large bundles, and that's why Mashiach is the only Kenyan, not Hagbah. So it says that the flax is in large bundles and you should do Mashiach. Answers the Gemara, Shani Pishtim the Mishtamet. Flax slips out of its bundle if you put it into a large bundle, and therefore you can't make large bundles. You only make small bundles. And since you only make small bundles, so do Hagbah, because like we said before, as our Mishnah actually ends up being a proof to our point, that wherever Hagbah should be done, don't do Mashicha. Amle Ravina L'Ravashi. Toshma. Behema Gasa, Niknas V'Masira. A behema gasa, the kinyan to do with mesira, v'daka should be bagbar. Divrei Rav Reb Elazar v'Shimon Elazar. V'chaim Remrim, behema daka v'mashicha. Behema daka, you also could do a kinyan mashicha. Ask the Gemara, v'behema daka the bagbarhi. Isn't a behema daka something that can easily be lifted? And yet, the Mishnah teaches us, v'ktani, the kinyan mashicha, and we're learning that whatever you could do agbar, don't do mashicha. Answers the Gemara, Shani Behem Desarcha. An animal is different because it sticks to the ground and it resists being lifted, and therefore Hagbah is not an option because it's not easily lifted, and therefore we do Mesira. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayu. Kar B'Shlosh Mani Moichalach. If a seller says, I'm selling you a car is 30 saw, B'Shloshim for 30 slum ani maichalach, Yoch Lachsaboy, the seller could back out of the deal, until the final sor of the kor is measured. Yoch Lachsaboy, afilu besachroina. Because, as the Rashbam explains, if somebody is making this type of a sale, he's obviously desperate for the money. And therefore, we're selling the exact amount that he needs to earn the amount of money that he needs. No more, no less. And therefore, even if this is being done in the Rishusoy Shalakeach, Bekelov Shalakeach, we don't have a kinyan until the last saw is measured out. Because that's what the buyer wants to sell. He wants to sell of a whole car, nothing less. However, if he said, unlike this way, he's saying it, he said, "Kar b'shloishim saw, b'salani maichalach, I'm selling you a car for 30 slon, a seller for a seller, a saw for a seller." That means he divided into 30. There, each one is a separate transaction. By adding the words a sofa seller, each one is considered a separate unit, and it's the sale is on each unit separately. And as each unit is being measured into the keli of the lekeach, and again we're saying it's also in the reshusos of lekeach, or maybe even in a simta, or even in a case of a meicher, if he told him zilkani, in the meicher's reshus, but he told him zilkani, we'll have a valid kinyan. The Rishonim discuss in the first case where he selling him the 30 saw on as one unit, so we understand, as we explained, that there's no kinyan until the last saw is measured out. But once the last saw is measured out, we don't have, how is there a kinyan on the first 30, on first 29 saw? So I saw two explanations in the Mefarshim. One explanation is because we say that we don't look at this as 30 separate units. We look at it as one big unit of 30 saw. And since we look at it as one big unit of 30 saw, therefore the halacha is that there's a kinyan when it's all measured out. Or other Mefarshim want to suggest that we say that there was a kinyan on each saw, but that kinyan was sort of in the ear. It was mitla tali v'kai, waiting until we see what will be the final resolution. Says the Gemara. Toshma, the Gemara asks the kasha from the Braisa. And it's interesting, the Mefarshim point out, usually when the Gemara asks a question from one Braisa to another Braisa, the Gemara uses the words meisvei. Here the Gemara doesn't use the word meisvei. The Gemara uses the words toshma. And they explain because since this braisa is the braisa that we quoted in the previous, that we learned in the previous year, and has been quoted so extensively in this Gemara, so a braisa that was so, we're using with, using so much, the Gemara uses the words toshma. The braisa said, im hoisa mida shalachimahem, if the keli belonged to either the Meich or to the Lekeach, then the Aloch is Rishon Rishon Kana. It belongs to whoever owns the Keli. Vafagaf. And there, it's referring to situation, the Linus Malamida, that even, it's not yet full. Even so, the Braisa says it belongs to the first one. So we see that even in a case where a specific amount was mentioned, it could become the buyer's bit by bit. Answers the Gemara, going to Amalei, hin b'shneim asa sloim, loig, b'sel ani meichlach. The Braisa is referring to a situation where he, where the seller said to the buyer, I'm selling you a hin. A hin is a liquid measure which makes, which is made up of 12 lugim, for 12 sloim, each loig for a seller. Ukrama Rav Kahana, shnosoi soi b'hin. Rav Kahana said elsewhere, there were markings on the hin measuring cup to indicate where every loig ends, where you have a loig. Hachnam Shantas Hayamidis, where there are these markings on the measuring cup. So since there's these markings on the measuring cups, and these loig and it was mentioned that he's selling him sloyim, shnei masa sloyim, loig besela. So what he meant was that I'm selling you each loig individually. So as soon as each mark, each loig is reached, that is considered a separate unit of sale, and that's why the buyer could acquire it. So to when we get to the next loig mark on the measuring cup. That's why in that case, the halacha is the rishon kana. But if it would be a measuring cup without separate markings, it would be just one big measuring cup, indeed the sale would not be valid, ad shenismala hasa, as the Brisa we quoted says.